Today, I would like to explain about four element meditation for concentration and how the concentration produced to the vipassana state. Okay, then you all must be mindful. Today a little bit difficult. I had to think so many, must be remember many things. Okay, and then this four element meditation also the way of our Buddha teaching. How do you wake up meditation for the concentration? Then, if now we all are practice only one way about Anapanasati, we cannot say everybody for suitable for everybody to be Anapanasati. Some okay, some are cannot. If cannot, you should not disappointed. 40 ways. We can choose different ways, okay? And some are quite successful. I can see during this actually you all are improved a lot and many people are quite successful. I feel very happy about that. Yes. If who are not successful, you should not disappointed. We can explain another way and different many methods. Today also one kind of method. This is four element meditation. And if you already want to practice tomorrow and for the interview time, I can explain detail. Now it's just for the Dhamma talk. I'll explain just quickly. And the four elements meditation is the basis of vipassana tool. When you want to practice in this vipassana session, the four element is very important. Because without knowing four element, we are very difficult to divide rupa kalpa state. Because of this, even you are successful for anapanasati, jhana, or any type of meditation from the beginning, you are successful for concentration. After that, you also have to practice four elements. Four elements, if everybody must be practiced for the vipassana stage. Because of this, four elements subject is very important too. And for today, the beginning of practice, and I want to explain these four elements, what is the four elements. Number one is the earth element. Number two is the water element. Number three is fire element. Number four is wind element. All are four elements. And these four elements we have to divide again, group and group. One group has different characteristics. Like number one, earth element has six characteristics in earth element. Okay. Number two have two characteristics. Number three have two characteristics. Number four have two characteristics. All 12 characteristics in this four elements. And then today I will explain number one is the earth elements and six characteristics is we can divide two groups. One is the light group. Number two is the heavy group. Two groups. Okay. For the beginning, we can see heavy group has hardness, roughness, and heaviness. This is one group. This is heavy group. Soft, smooth, light. This is another group. Soft group. These six characteristics are we call earth elements. But these two groups is quite opposite, you know. When you got heaviness or this heavy group occurs, clear. Another group is not very clear. Soft smooth light is not very clear. When soft smooth light is clear, hardness, roughness is not very clear. Opposite. But Buddha told these two opposite six characteristics is we call earth elements. Okay. Number two is the water element. Flowing is like inside the body, blood or urine or sweat, all are we call flowing. Flowing and cohesion is the water element. Hot and cold, we call it is fire element. Number four is pushing and supporting. These two is wind elements. All 12 characteristics. Okay. Then for the vertical, we can do it. Which one is more easier? One, you must practice thoroughly, very understanding, happening in the body. Element is different from anapana. If we practice anapana, our mind just focus in the nose. Just don't care about body sensation. Don't worry the sensation. Don't worry about what happened in the body. That, and this is the anapanasati. You practice only in the nose. Concentrate on the nose. Pay attention on the breath. Element that we have to follow in the breath inside the body, through to the body, what happened in the body, and we have to see, and we follow in the body sensation. energy is different, you know. And I'm also a little worried for this one. Now I explain about this upper element, and some are practicing anapana, others if you want to form it inside the body, and it's a problem for me, very difficult to explain. Who practices anapana? Please. Trying to concentrate on the breath and on the nostrum pouring inside the body. Who today is, I just explained for the four elements, who practice for four elements, practice meditation, just following by this teaching, you know. Must be different, no? Don't go and miss. A miss will become problem. Your concentration can fall down again, okay? Then, in this type of characteristics, easier is wind element is easy to see. Because of this one, we start from the wind element. Wind element is just now, I already explained two characteristics, pushing and supporting. Pushing is the wind element. Now, we concentrate in-breath and out-breath, the beginning stage, okay? We follow the in-breath, deep breath. So the air we go and push from the nose, okay? Pushing up to the on top of your head. You concentrate the top of your head, your mind concentrate on that. When you are doing deep breath, pushing, the air will be going to the head area, and the air go and push there. Then you can see on top of your skin or muscle a little bit tuk-tuk-tuk like that, move, you know. This is what we call wind element. We do all this pushing. Now, this pushing is caused because of the wind going and push there. And because of the wind going and push, you can see your muscle or skin movement on top of your skin. It's something like a tree, you know. Tree, the leaf moves because of the wind. The wind, because of the wind going and push there, you can see the leaf move. Same. Now you can see here pushing because of in-breath going and push there. Then you can see this area. And you concentrate on that area, vibration of this area, pushing. You might understand clearly pushing, not by imagination or not like a thinking, you know. Trying to see, trying to concentrate. Concentration must be deeply, must be known. And then you can see about it on your own. This is pushing. And then you don't need to know that it is pushing, okay? Then you can see the vibration pushing, then your mind concentrate for a while, then slowly your mind spread out a little bit bigger area on top of your head. Then trying to focus on that area, pushing. Your mind pay attention on that pushing, then slowly you can see the whole head will be vibration like that. Then from there start your mind, I'm not saying I'm just pushing to another area, okay? Because this is very important. Rupa, I think you all understand, Rupa is mata. Rupa is very quick arising and passing away at the moment at the same place. Cannot move this place to another place, okay? Now we are still pushing this, can see this area, not push to the another area. We push it, our mind push on it. Our mind moves to the another area, look at another area. You can see the vibration, pushing. Then slowly your mind moves to the another area, another the whole face. You concentrate on the whole face and for one focus, you can see some vibration movement in your face. Then your mind spread out, following to the neck and the whole part, top and part, whole body, your hand or your in front of your body, behind, your leg and until your feet. You following step by step and your mind finding out in the body, really vibration movement of the body and muscle of the skin. Of you can see slowly vibration. Some people have very good concentration. When they do one kind of deep breath, they can see like a volume, their body expand like that, you know. And they can see sometimes they are worried because of they told me, because their body very big, and I don't know why they worry this type of thing, you know, because of pushing. They don't know about it. And then, like another way, if you are not clear from there, you can start in the stomach too. Now you bring deep breath, following the breath, okay? And you following, concentrate following, you can see your abdomen, your stomach. When you are doing in breath, deep breath, you can see your stomach become bigger. Huh? When you are doing out breath, your stomach becomes small, arising and falling. Don't miss, no? This rising and falling is pushing, wind element. Why you can see this rising and falling? Because inside your stomach is some wind going to push inside. No? Because of this pushing, you can see up and down due to be called wind element. Because for wind, you can see by rising, falling, like this, pushing. You can start from there, then up to up and down, you can see the whole body. From there, you're trying to see the whole body up to there, your feet, your head up to there, your feet. Trying again, pushing, you can see vibration clear. Even when you practice one characteristic or the sometimes because of your harmony, you feel very good, very comfortable. This vibration is very suitable and very comfortable. Because when I, from my experience, I went to the farm monastery the first day, the first sitting, Paul Shadow asked me to practice wind elements. When after his explanation, I sit there and meditate, I focus what he taught. Then I'm following the breath, I feel very good, you know. Then the vibration is clear and body movement. One time you deep breath, you can see the whole body vibration is shaking and very good, and mind is very calm down. And at the same time, you also can be vibrating, the mind also calm down. 3 hours, you don't want to move, and very nice and very good, never pain, and feel so heavy, you know. Oh, at the beginning of the first day, I feel I got a lot of confusion. I don't know if it's true or not true, but I feel very light and very happy. Then I told my teacher, how you feel? Oh, I feel very happy. I can sit longer. And then he was so happy. At the same time, what I thought, this, from that weekend, whole body and my muscle is all flowing down, you know, in my mind. All flowing down. I don't know what happened, I just watched it. All flowing down, from the only skeleton was there, you know. Only skeleton. I saw a few skeletons in my mind smashed together, compared together. But I don't know what they, but I just, what happened, I looked at that, you know. I concentrated on just skeleton, my mind very peace and very calm down. From there, I can sit 3 hours. Then I explained to my teacher. My teacher said, oh, good, but you have to practice system very calmly. Then you cannot come like this. Then I said, oh, okay. Then I try again. Then the next thing he teach me. Then after pushing, he asked me to practice our elements. Our elements are 6 characteristics. Number one, he teach me hardness. Hardness is how we can practice. Now you... All you all can try. This anapana practice also you all have to try this, you all have to practice this time. You bite your boat teeth, this area. Can you see here hardness? Corner of your mouth, you can see here hardness. If you can see here hardness, you concentrate on that area, your mind thinking about it. Hard, okay? And the feeling will be more clear. The feeling is there because your mind goes and concentrates there, the feeling is sensitive and more clear. Your mind is in that area, and you can think about that for a while. You move to another area, your mind thinks about hardness, the heart sensation will be very clear, the whole thing becomes hard. Another thing, stay long time in your head. If you stay in your head for a long time, you get a little bit heavier. Because of this, if you can see the hardness, your mind moves to the neck, you can see the heart and it moves like a pushing. The whole body, your mind pay attention on the whole body until your feet. Then at that time, you can feel the whole body very hard. You don't want to move like a stone, you know, you feel that. And then when you are good concentration, really you cannot move, you know, something like a rock stone, you know, really you can feel that because it depends on your concentration. And then you practice that, after hardness, another one is roughness. Roughness is your tongue push to your upper teeth, corner of the teeth, you know, you push. Okay, everybody push, okay? And you push then and your tongue becomes rough. Can you see the sensation, roughness in your tongue? Then you know this is really, you can see in your tongue roughness, you concentrate on the rough. Then your mind pay attention on the whole face and the whole neck and the whole body. Then the rough sensation will be clear. Sometimes you can be in your face very acute, you know, like want to scratch. This is also roughness sensation. Sometimes like a needle coming and pinching you like that. This is also roughness and rough sensation. And you can feel more roughness. Another one is heaviness. Heaviness is your both hands put on your leg and foot and your body bend in front, a little bit use energy, and then slowly you can feel your upper body become heavy. That heavy sensation will be appear. Then you concentrate on that heavy. Then you concentrate the whole body, the whole body becomes very heavy. And happiness, heaviness, and happiness and heaviness all the time communicate together. You know? When happiness is clear, heaviness is very easier, very easy. It's because of this, after practicing happiness, roughness, you practice heavy, very easy. This is also same group, heavy group. After that, the another one is soft group. Soft group is practice well softness. You below lower lip, you vibrate your upper teeth, and you can see in this area soft. You can see by this area soft, your mind seeing this area, concentrate on this area, soft, soft, soft. And then you pay attention on the whole face, and then you can see in, if you can see from the whole face, you're trying to focus your neck and your body, the infant behind, and the whole body. When you practice soft neck, your mind, you need to relax. Relax your mind and body, and then soft very, very easily appear. Yeah? And then some people can see that they cannot see like a skeleton. They don't have skeleton all falling down like that, you know, because of their concentration. If they are concentrating and go, oh, they, sometimes they're scared and then they work, you know, they go, well, I don't have skeleton, I don't have skeleton, I'm scared, you know. No need to scare, you know, because of your concentration, you can see like that, we have to encourage, you know. We also have to teach other that we need a lot of encourage to them, you know. Then you can give our softness another step. Wherever you see element, every type of characteristic, if you can, you need to focus inside and do your organs, you know. When you practice kindness, pay attention and feel inside your organs. Organs all must be hard, all must be soft. Then only you get very good concentration. Okay? After softness, another one is smoothness. Smooth is, just now you can see this area is soft. You use your some saliva, push that area, and you can see it is smooth. And you feel like that, you mind, pay attention on that, smooth, smooth, smooth. And then you pay attention inside the organ. All the organs are like when you put the wine on top of the layer, you can see very smoothly it happens like that, you know. Some depends on your concentration. And some are they cannot see clearly, but they just see like a slippery like that, okay. And you can see that it is smoothness, smooth, and you're trying to focus on the whole body. Another one is lightness. Lightness is your finger doing like that. Don't use energy, just lightly you're doing that. And you can see some energy, lightness energy support to that finger. Because of this light energy, you can see finger easily can move. And this area you pay attention on that lightness. From there you start again, part by part, trying to focus the whole hand and the whole body. After soft and smooth, light is easily can see. This is also one group. Then you practice then light, and then the whole body become very light. You see that? And then you know the light characteristic in my body. You know about that. Just now, hardness, roughness, heaviness, soft, smooth, light. This is character you finish, you know this is our element. Okay? After our element, we can practice well, and hot and cold is the fire element. Your hand, both hands put like that, okay? Then from this area or that area, you can get some heat, you know, hot, warm. And you can think about this area, hot, your mind pay attention on that, hot, hot, hot. This way you concentrate. Then the sensation will be more and more clear. From that side, your mind pay attention on the whole hand and the whole body, and you pay attention inside. If you cannot see easily, you can pay under the stomach. Under the stomach, we have some of the heat. This heat is made by karma. When you are stuck in the mother womb, you get a human life, human body already appear in there because of complete, we call digestive fire. This digestive fire can help you when you eat the food, easily can digest because of this karma tejo, karma heat. The heat is always under the stomach. And the heat, because of the heat produced, easily can digest, easily can spread out to the whole body, the nutrients. And then, but now you cannot see clearly about nutrients today. You only can see, you concentrate on that area, focus on that area, you can see some heat is there. Then from there, you penetrate and easily can spread out the whole body. And this is tejo we call, hot element. Another one is cold. Cold is now fresh air. You pay attention on the fresh air, following the air, deep breath. The air when it comes and touch in your nose, At the same time, you know the sensation of the cold. You know, sometimes, especially like a winter time, when you went out, you go out, you can see easily the air is very cold. That cold sensation will followed by this air, you might notice of that cold, 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 and trying to focus the whole body become very cooling down. And then it depends on your concentration. If your concentration is good, you can leave the whole body become very cold. No? This element practice also very good. And then when I was in England that time, very cold, the weather is cold. I didn't wear my sweater, they were surprised. Why did Because I also forgot to wear that day. After the salad, eating time only, I cannot wear. I said it's hot, you know. It doesn't be very hot, you know. They were surprised. Why you are Asian people, why you didn't wear sweater? They were surprised. I use it for Iran, I didn't get it out of and then I keep fire, and then there was some rather very useful, you know, even whatever, even you also can infect your body, you know, you also can do, sometimes element is not balanced. Sometimes because of the wind element too strong, wind element is not balanced, you've got a shock, in that, you know, you cannot walk because the elements are not balanced. Anytime you can chuck and you can push when it air not flow, you're trying to focus on that area, pushing, pushing, and push wind. And then you can walk easily. And then sometimes you feel hot, you practice cold. Sometimes you feel cold, you practice hot. Very useful. Because of this, you practice, okay, and then this is the cold element. And this is hot and cold is the fire element. Another one is the water element. Water element is flowing and cohesion. Water element is sometimes you've got the tears coming out of the water. Which are more clear for you? You can pick one, you know. Some people can see the blood going down from your heart. If you cannot see, you're trying to focus and tears or saliva or when you drink water, after the water is flowing into your body, inside your lungs, inside your body, you can see like seven there. And then you might concentrate on that. Slowly the flowing condition will be clear. And you can see like the watering going down like that. Some people can see that the blood is going down head to the feet, you know. You can see different people have different sensation and different object, you know, we cannot say this. Which are more favorable for you? You can pick one object and you try to focus, then the flowing sensation will be very clear. And then another one is the cohesion. Flowing and cohesion is the water element. Cohesion is your hand, you touch with another hand, and you can see you touch. And then in this area, you have some tightness. Sometimes when you are practicing meditation time, when you got hardness, roughness, heaviness of God, your body cannot move. Sometimes very uncomfortable, something can attack you like that. This uncomfortable feeling is that cohesion we got, tightness. Okay? And if you cannot, you're trying like that, then slowly your mind practice with the hardness, roughness, heaviness, then very easily you can feel for that. This is the water element. Another one is the wind element. Wind element is pushing and supporting. Wind element just now, the first one we already practiced wind, pushing. This and supporting is just now hardness, roughness, heaviness. After that you practice supporting also can. Every time when you practice for supporting, sometimes you are sleepiness occur. When you are sleepy, your body cannot stand, just pouring down like that. Because unconscious mind, when you are sleepiness occur, you cannot control your mind. And then you cannot control your body slowly, like falling down. And at the same time, you can control your mind and your body. Immediately you can start up, not falling to the floor, you know, it can stretch. And then, because of supporting energy, now in your body, now you can stretch because of skeleton. In this skeleton, same like a skeleton, near the skeleton, some energy is support for that muscle or skin. And when you go concentrating, you penetrate on near the spine, and you can see clearly the energy is, some people told that the energy is coming from the back and going up from the head, going up like that. Because when we are meditation time, they do, I got some energy come out from my body, they do like this type of thing, you know. Especially, I don't know how they say, from the way of our Buddha teaching is heat elements or like supporting energy is come off from the body, from the spine, coming like we can see from the, on top of the head come out like that, they flow like that. you know. And this one also you all should not confuse, no? You must understand what you see. And then you know you practice already, you know what feeling is also, what type of feeling happened. And then you can think carefully what is it, you know, not should not believe what everything people are told, you all should not believe. What you have to decide, you have to practice yourself. After that only you can know. You can decide, oh, what is it, what is it? And then the way of our Buddha teaching four elements is prayer, consolidation, no? And then pushing and supporting is wing element. You know what elements, you can see inside what you cannot see. Only you can see elements only. This element group are our body. You know that. And then so you have some attachment can reduce your attachment. You think I'm very beautiful, I'm very good, you think that. You know about four elements, you can cut your attachment. Because every time you focus, you only can see four element groups on it. And then this element you practice already twice already. We need to practice again systematically. From the head, trying to see hardness, roughness, heaviness, soft, smooth, light. Six characteristics, you practice one by one. One finish, another one finish, another. You're trying to do it. After six characteristics, you notice it is our element. And then flowing and cooling, you practice two finish, this is water element. Hot and cold, you practice one by one, there is fire element. And flowing and cooling, you practice this is wing element. You practice one by one, concentrate inside the body, what happened, really happening, really the sensation will be very clear. And then like your mind and element is stick together, okay? And you can concentrate on that. And then like your mind is very busy, or this is our element, this is water element, this is fire, and not wondering cannot come in. Sleeping comes in, and then all are good. 500 is already disappear. And your mind and that element is busy. When element, if when you are busy, only you can get concentration. Different for anapana. Anapana must be very quiet. And for elements must be very busy, your mind. See, this water, this fire, you see that your mind is very concentrated. When you don't concentrate, the element is also very clear. When you see our element, the water is appearing again, fire is appearing again, all very busy. You just look and then your concentration dish. From there, some blind light will occur in your body, inside your body or in front of your body. Sometimes you can see infinite, you can see some bright light or moon or star like that. Some people can see directly from the inside. Almost they can see in front of their body. When they are practicing in the body, four elements, one by one, they are looking. Then because of concentration mind, some black light in front of them. Sometimes start by the gray color, yellow color, purple color, different. But what kind of light appear, you should not concentrate. You should not go and open your eyes. If you go and open your eyes, concentration will fall down. No? And you need to worry. You just, what happened doesn't matter. Your duty is just concentrate in your body and on the elements only. You try picking on your mind elements one by one, trying to focus. Then the light will be more and more brighter. Color will be changed to the last state of nimitta, white color. When the white color appears, don't go and concentrate first. You pay attention again on the elements. Then the light will be automatically kind of mixed with the elements in your body. And then say also you pay attention on the elements, okay? Elements and then pay attention on the elements. Then the elements characteristics slowly less. And the feeling is sensation is soft, not very clear already. Slowly less feeling, less sensation. At that time your limiter become brighter and brighter. Your white color is become bright and bright, transparent. And then say your limiter is very stable. You can see in your heart base like that. In this area, you can see very bright white light occurs. Then your element is not clear already. Only element at that time disappear. When the element disappear, no need to try again, no need to do again. You know, directly can concentrate on that limiter. Your mind pay attention on that limiter, then your mind and limiter will stick together. And very good, and you cannot see outside, and you cannot see inside body sensation. You only can see the limiter and your mind is very cooling down and very calm down. Then from that start happiness and joy to come in. And then we can see in this area the neighborhood of the jhana. You know, jhana is we can say first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, and then you all understand about the absorption. four elements concentration approaches and day up to the neighborhood of the jhana. Near the jhana state on the original crew and the first jhana. Neighborhood of the jhana state. Neighborhood of the jhana, also your mind is very quiet and very peace and very calm. And then take your mind and limited state together because of your concentration, the bright light is come to the like a crystal, you know, become like a crystal. From that crystal, you concentrate again, then your mind and crystal is stay together very clear. And then you're doing some absorption, neighborhood of the jhana concentration. You can get this neighborhood of the jhana concentration, and then we know we have some level of the concentration. From there, we're trying to practice today Vipassana. If you want to practice Vipassana, you can use this concentration too. If you really, Vipassana also we have to penetrate very deeper and the ultimate reality state. Sometimes, this neighborhood of the jhana, compared with the Anapana jhana, neighborhood of the jhana, and compared with the first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, is quite different. Because power is different. First jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana is very powerful concentration. How long you want to concentrate, focus, you can focus 1 hour, 2 hours. Deeply can concentrate, can control your mind. Okay? But neighborhood of the jhana is very easy, can fall down. Anytime can fall down to the five hand, because of five hand day or because of outside sound. Anytime can fall down. Not stable, the jhana, the neighborhood jhana is. The stable one is fourth jhana, so it's the highest jhana for the concentration. Then, because of this power, we encourage them to practice. After four elements, we teach them about 32 parts of body. 32 parts of body, if anybody has 32 parts of body, okay? And we must know our body, what is in our body. You know it really, 32 parts of body, you also can get attachment. You also can get attachment to other people. You know everybody has 32 parts of body, okay? But not only knowing, we have to penetrate, we have to see clearly with your wisdom. Because of this, and now we got the neighborhood of the jhana state, you got concentration mind, you have crystal, bright light. You need to use this bright concentration to get our body. Concentrate with this crystal or this bright light, shine, or not, focus on your body with this, like a torchlight, you know. Torchlight is sometimes in the dark room, your ordinary eye cannot see. You have to use torchlight. Because of torchlight, you can see what is inside. Say, now our ordinary eye, you know you close. Can you see or not the jhana of body? Okay, can you see? Okay, cannot see? You have to try to do in concentration, okay? With concentration, it's like a microscope or like a torchlight. Help you to see clear things, no? Without concentration, very difficult to focus in our body. 32 part is very big, you know, not one kalapa, not yet small particle. Buddha, you want to practice me first, you have to practice until very small particle state. Now 32 part is very big, you know. Then, even very big also, you cannot see how you can see small particle, okay? Because of this, Buddha, you have to practice concentration. Only concentration mind only can penetrate until small particle state. Because of this, right now, we have to use this torchlight. Focus on the body, see part and part, hair, body hair, you concentrate. The beginning not clear yet because you are not used to it. You need to focus again. Then under the light you can see. This light is covered to your body like a crystal. Then you can see part and part and 32 part of body. The last shape of 32 part is skeleton. Then you concentrate on just skeleton, focus on your mind on just skeleton and your mind join together. You get from just skeleton until you get first jhana. You can get first jhana. You concentrate on that skeleton, you focus, then your mind slowly peace and quiet and calm down. You get the first jhana also. If you get the first jhana, we don't want first jhana, we want higher jhana. Because of this, we want to practice again. Practice again, that skeleton is the beginning like a little bit yellow color and that you can see. Then, and then say your mind concentrate more on that yellow color of skeleton, focus more. At that time, you can see the white, because of concentration, yellow color change to the white, naturally will change. White skeleton will appear in front of you. Then you concentrate on that white skeleton, you Your mind to think about skeleton. Your mind think about white only. Now when we are changed to skeleton to white thing, okay? Mind must be concentrated, if not you have it lost, no? Then when you concentrate on the skeleton, you think about white. Then the skeleton form will naturally disappear. Only white part will be stuck there. Then when you mind about white color, you concentrate again on that white color. Pay attention on that. Your mind seeing that white. Then after that, you think the white center is stable. Your mind spread out a little bit. That white part will be slowly like a cloud, you know. And slowly spread out in your mind. Everywhere you see only white color. Then we call it a white casino. You focus on that. You can see, but anywhere you can see, even your body also lost. Only you can see only white color, and you concentrate in one place. You focus on that white. And from there, you get a neighborhood of the channel. You only, because you practice four elements, you've got some concentration. After concentration state, for anyone who practice anything, it's very easier for you. Same general is same feeling, same concentration. The object change only. You get that type of object, white color object, you absorb again, concentrate again, like a metal like that, you concentrate again. Then from there you get the first general, second general, third general, fourth general state. When you get the fourth general state, it is higher concentration. When you get the fourth general, your mind already feels, okay, you cannot hear the sound, you cannot feel any type of sensation, you only can feel your metal and your mind and stick together. 2 hours, you see, you cannot feel pain. Now some people complain me, 1.5 hours, so long, so painful, I also don't know how to do it. Even if it took 1 hour, at the beginning you all had a lot of wandering, 10 minutes or 20 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes, 40 minutes. After wandering, you practice anapana, in-breath, out-breath. After that, because of pain, then there's no time to get concentration. You know, you have to practice 1.5 hours. There's a 6 time. When you finish, half time of the wandering, only you get stuck. You can see from there. Then you can continue. Then because of your family, the end of the time, you can get some concentration, or you get very peaceful, very quiet. And then the next thing you have to try continuously on the bed. Then only you get it continuously. You sit longer is better. Sit longer, you can control your mind. Even the beginning is a little bit difficult, 1 or 2 days. The first day I see many people sleepy, I was so disappointed, but I know the condition. Every time on retreat, I do it first 1 or 2 days, very many people are sleepy. Especially like layman or like Singapore, busy country, always get like that, always sleepy. Then the next day you have to encourage. And then today, where this trick is sick, very useful. I'm not sure if this is it. Many people improve, you know, yes. Sometimes in America, they can see the line, so many people can see, I feel so happy. Oh, very useful, you know. Then I have to show everything. This is very important. This, because of concentration is very important. This, because of that, we practice, we practice for concentration. Now, 4 elements we practice and the neighborhood of the jhana, 7 step, and the white jhana, you get the 4 jhana. Even you come from anapana, also you get the 4 jhana. 4 elements, if you practice from 4 element way, you need to practice anapana, okay? No problem. Now you practice already and the 4 jhana say from anapana. Even you practice 4 jhana, also you have to practice again 4 elements. Okay, the main is like, you know, the basic is concentration, the foundation of the vipassana. The way Buddha teaching 40 ways, he teach the one is the different for the concentration, because the one is only enlightenment can do. Object is nibbana, it is different. All 39 are almost the emphasize on concentration. Almost he teach many different types of meditation through to the jhana. You know, loving kindness, also Matru Jhana, like this, many asubha, but Kasina also teach for Jhana. This is Jhana also very important, you know. Nowadays, they know Jhana is not important, without Jhana can do it. Should not care, you know, because we also don't want to criticize people. You also must be very careful, because Jhana is Dali Buddha teaching, you know. Buddha really teach, you see, he teach 40 ways, like 38. Must say, all are true to the jhana. Many things are true to the jhana. Because I think we cannot say Jenna is not important. Jenna is concentration mind. You see, he did Nova 8-4-5, Sama Samadhi. This is concentration mind. Because of this, we must practice. That concentration is the foundation. After you practice Anapana, or after you practice the four elements, after that, one Krishna, you got the four Jhana. Any type of meditation, you have to practice the basic only. After that only, we practice four elements. This four element is for, like an instrument, you know. This four element is for the vipassana. Help you to see clearly and until ultimate reality state. Because of this, we have to practice again four elements. And then say, after practicing four elements, after concentration, you practice again four elements. These four elements, after that, today I would like to explain about Rupa Mata session. Mata is very important too. Our Buddha teaching is that everything must be inside. The mind is not from the outside, you know. Inside the body only. He teaching the way is whatever you see, you can study or you can listen, you know, you can penetrate. All are inside our body only. Like the 32-pa, our body also he teach inside our body. Rupa, Nama, all are inside our body. But he teach systematically and very detailed. We cannot do superficial or just now you see Rupa, you think about body, you can see this is Rupa. You cannot say like that, you know, not only this form. Form is we can say Rupa, but not detail. Buddha teaching is very detailed. Because of this is just today I would like to explain about Rupa. For if you all can practice, it's the best one. If you all cannot practice for your own knowledge, if you want to become enlightenment, they say you all have to prove this one. If you don't know, not easy to get enlightenment. Because Buddha taught 28 types of Rupa in our body, you know. We have to practice this one. If you cannot see, you don't know about 28 types of Rupa, how you can know about what is the Rupa, okay? Because of this one, I want to explain about 28 types of Rupa. What is the 28 types of Rupa in our body? This one also we can see two types, you know. Two types is, one is 18 is the real Rupa. Another one is 10 is the artificial Rupa. Rupa has a two, okay, two groups. This real Rupa has, now, just now we practice four elements. Earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. This four element is called Buddha. This also Rupa, okay. This four elements plus, we have to count, okay. Now you can see your eye has, you know, transparent. Eye has transparent means, transparent elements of the eye is. Now you can see your eye, just like you say eyeball. But Buddha told you have to see until small particle state. How you can see small particle state? In the eye, you focus just now four elements, start already, useful. You have to use this four elements like an instrument, you know. You have to breaking down your eye. Now it's phone only. Phone, you cannot see impermanent something also. You cannot see, just like imagination, you know. Now you see about your eye, you just close your eye, you can see about your eye, you can see only your eye's form. You use four elements, concentrate on that eye. Because of this four elements, you can see after a few minutes, only you can see small particles are breaking down, you know. You can see all small particles are rising, passing like that. And this small particle state, we can see all our Rupa Kalpa compound in our eyes, no? Rupa is matter, it's small, very small Kalpa. Even in this one Kalpa also, many energy group characteristics are one Kalpa, inside one Kalpa. Okay? Now in the eye, we focus with five elements. In this, because of focusing element, you can see different types of elements, but I will explain later. Now I want to explain first this 18 and 28 types of Rupa first. After that, what happened in our eye and what types of element, what types of Rupa, I will explain today, okay? The beginning is just now, four elements is four Rupa, okay? Now, in the eye, just now, because of your focusing, you can see Kalpa. Each Kalpa has clearness of the Kalpa. Then transparent elements of the eye, also in the eye, you can see small particles. This also one type of Rupa in the eye, okay? Another one is in the ears. Ear also, transparent elements of the ear, ear flapper, you mentioned that, clearness of ear flapper, then nose, hand, body, all five, okay? Five types of rupa. Just now, four elements, that nose, eye, ear, nose, ten, body, five, all nine, okay, come on, all nine. After nine times for rupa, okay? Color, no? Yellow color, white color, these are also Buddha to rupa, okay? Color, also one type for rupa. Sound, also one type for rupa. Smell, taste, four already. Number three, we call tangible. Tangible is we can see three characteristics in this element. Three characteristics means earth element, fire element, and wind element. These three we call in this tangible, touching, quarter part we call, in the happening in the body, you can touch. Right? But these three characteristics are just not only included in the earth element, water element, fire element. Because of this one, both are not put in this 28 types of rupa. These three are not included. Only color, color, sound, smell, taste. Only four he count. Just now is how many? 9 and 4 or 13. Okay? 13 types of rupa. Another one is that rupa of sex, you know, that means two types. Female and male, different. Because of different energy, when you are stuck in the mother, you already separate this one. You have only one character, one type of that's only. You cannot have two at the same person, you know. Men has main characteristic because of this set is different. Female has female characteristic. This two is different. Because of this one, we can see this two rupa also included. Just know how much, eh? 13 and 2? 15. These 15 types of rupa, okay, you all must understand. Another one is the heartbeat, you know, Hadiyawatu. Hadiyawatu is heart rupa, you know, heart rupa. That's why it's especially connected with mind, you know. Connected with mind and yours. At that time you already practice how to practice, how you see about the heart base. Because you already practice 32 part of body, when you have to see, when you are seeing 32 part of body, at that time you already know about where is your heart. Now you have to focus your heart base area, and that time some blood is inside below of the heart. And that heart is inside the blood, and this we call some of the Hadiyawatu. And this is we call Hadiyawatu, Pali name, heart rupa, we call that. Then Buddha vision and science is a little bit different. Buddha told the mind also in that heart base, we call in the Hadiyawatu. But science, many people believe in the brain, the mind happened in the brain, they told it enough. But Buddha told in the heart base. There's many people, nowadays in the West, many people are confused. Because they believe science, but they don't have Buddhist foundation. Then in Oxford University, at that time they asked me many questions. All high student, professor of the Buddhism, they are studying that one. They asked me, okay, we will ask you one question later. And then, how about your oblique? In the book, they told us, the mind in the heart base. We don't believe this thing. We are not believe about this thing. We only believe in the heart, the mind in the brain. They asked me to explain. I don't know how to explain. I believe only in the mind. In mind is in the heart base. They don't believe this. How can I explain? Then I told him, in the way of our practicing, brain is rupa. 32 parts of body, you know, just now we practice 32 parts of body is rupa, matter. And then 32 parts bring also one type of rupa. Here is rupa only, cannot be nama, I told them, you know. Then they a little bit accept, but not very accept yet. Then another one I say, okay, sometimes you love, who you love the person, your lover or something, you met. Do you feel happy? They say, okay, happy. Okay, you happy in where? Where do you feel the feeling? from your heart base, or you can feel from your brain. And then they were fire. And I thought, okay, sometimes you get angry, or you say, where do you feel? So it may really where you feel. I thought, can you feel your brain shaking or your heart shaking? I thought, where am I? And I said, okay, sorry, but very difficult to explain to them. Very difficult. Sometimes we have to use some different way, you know. When Asian quite okay, because we believe Buddhist, what Buddha told us, we all accept. We are not accused. Okay, everything is correct. They are not like that. They think that it's not right. They will tell you the right. No, we not believe. You have to explain clearly. Then you have to explain clearly. If your explanation is not clear, people actually can throw you on the spot. Very much, very careful like that. And all this for your knowledge, you know. In the heart base, what kind of sensation appear you can feel? Sometimes you get angry, you can feel easily, you know. And because the angry mind occurs very quick, your blood saturation is rising, and then you can feel your blood become, because your blood is black color, angry mind occurs, the blood become black. Then because of the blood, that your face become red and black. Then it's from the face, from the heart base, you know. That is very clear. No need to confuse, no? That's because of Hadia War 2, also one type of Rupa. This is connected with mind, no? How many is already? Okay, 15, no? And then after heart base, another one is life fatality. Life fatality is we call Chivita. Chivita is, Rupa is, now you see Rupa Kalapa has life. Now some people do, now we have life, where is the life we do? Where is the life we can see and 80 years old. But after 80 years old, where is the life they do? They go and find out, you know. Especially, Rupa also has Rupa life fecundity. We call Rupa Chivita. Nama also has, mind also has Nama Chivita. Mind, for producing by the, supporting by the, this Rupa to another Rupa, life span. Where Rupa arising, standing and passing away, this way. Standing state because of this Chivita. Chivita is alive, stay alive, produced for a life like that. Rupa also has, Nama also has. This is, we can see, when you have concentration mind, after you fall jhana, this concentration, you have to use each klapa. Concentrate inside, and you can see some movement inside klapa. Just stay alive like that. Produce to that alive, you know, for the another rupa klapa. This also we call jivita rupa, also one type of rupa in our body. Another one is the nutriment. Nutriment is the food, you know, now you are eating the food and swallowing and then your stomach. Inside your stomach, because of just not the heat produced, help you to be digested. Because of this, then the nutriment power, the oja, we call oja is nutriment. That oja energy is going support to the whole body, spread to the whole body, going to the eye, going to the ear, going to the nose. If you are not eating a few days, you see your body and your face cannot smile already because very weak, because of not nutriment, not energy. The food is many people are very important because when after eating the food, you get the energy because of nutrient. This one also we have to see clearly. If you can see for this, we know in this 18 types of rupa are all are inside our body. Very easy when you already understand what this is, but we have to know define only what is it on it. Now you also know what color, you already know about that. Smell also you already know what is the smell, what is the taste. But what I just explained is, this is the rupa. We already know, but we don't know this is the rupa. But Buddha told you have to see this and this is in our body, different types of rupa are happening. We know what types of rupa, how to produce, how to happen. We have to see clearly. At that time, when you can see about this, and your wisdom and your mind will be very powerful, and you really can see about Buddha teaching about rupa. No? This is real rupa, 18. Another one is artificial rupa, 10. This artificial rupa also inside our body, happening in our body, but real life we can do vipassana. Impermanent, suffering, non-self. Artificial 10 rupa we cannot do vipassana. But we have to find, we have to see in our body. After seeing only we fully complete, we can understand about the rupa. Number one is the space. Space is we call akasa. Now, Pali means akasa. Akasa is space. fake rupa. Fake is like a whole, no? Now rupa is just like a muscle, like one muscle, you concentrate on that muscle. You cannot choose one particular, you cannot see it clearly. At that time, you use in adding each rupa inside your one hole, no? You can see sometimes you're under the microscope, maybe you can see clearly one hole. That hole is many cell compound inside the different cell between that hole. One hole, one hole, one hole, the sweat come out from the hole like that. This is what we call akasa. You know? This cell akasa space, bonatu is it, we call space. Now you want to break it down in your body, in your skin, the muscle. We use this hole, concentrate with this hole. Space. Then easily you can see between two kalapa and this hole. Because of this hole, easily can divide this rupa and this rupa, breaking down. You know? This space also we call one type of rupa. We call it is akasa, space, rupa. Another one is that kaya lakuta. Pali name is kaya lakuta, bodily action of the body. You know, movement. Sometimes you don't want to speak, you just do it with your action, you know, your movement only, but people can see, can communicate with people, bodily language also, you know. This is we call kaya, and kaya vinya, bodily action of the body. Another one is vati vinya. Vati vinya is action of the speech. Sometimes because of speech also you can communicate, you can understand. The speech also one type of rupa. Then another one is the lahuta is the very lightness. Sometimes you can see inside your body lightness, rupa lightness. The one is lightness is lightness of the rupa matter. Okay, lightness. Another one is the softness. Softness is you can see about some energy in your akalapa, softness. Lightness, softness, and all. Another one is kamanyata. Kamanyata is whiteness of the matter. Whiteness is you can see sometimes when you are seeing rupa, at that time your mind can feel like a very good and very powerful like that because of your concentration. You can see sometimes. This type of mind occurs because of this type of mind occurs, you can see your body become very light. Some of you are doing concentration time. Each kalapa has powerful this type of whiteness of the matter occurs, then you can feel, you cannot feel body, you only can feel lightness because of this rupa. Okay, this is lightness, or it is catharsis. Another one is we call upachara. Upachara is the beginning stage. The beginning stage of our life. When you are in the mother womb, in this life, you start the beginning stage of the rupa. You know, this is we call growing rupa, growing of matter, grow of matter, grow is the beginning state we have to see. Now go down to Patisandhi, when you are in the mother world, the beginning state, starting state, you have to see. If you don't have concentration, how you can see in the, when you are in the mother womb? You cannot see, you just imagination only. And Buddha asked you to see and do your mother womb, the beginning state, okay? Then we, because of this reason, we have to see inside our mother womb. Because of this, we need the concentration. We practice with concentration, you focus, and then your mother womb, when you are seeing the mother womb, the beginning state. If you have concentration, you really can see it. You can see just the beginning state of the rupa. And you see that this is also one type of rupa. Another one is we call sandhati. Sandhati means rupa is produced because from the mother womb starts. The rupa is arising, it continuously happens. This is we call continuity of matter. Carry on, you know, another to another and this stage here. Another one is jarata. Jarata is aging, you know, aging that we are getting old, every day old. Because of rupa kalapa also, any time the lifespan is arising, standing, and this is standing state. We get getting old. We call it like a jara also called it. Jara is called name, aging of the life, aging of the matter. We can see, getting old. The last one is never say anicca. Anicca is impermanent, you know. Disappearing. Rupa is not stable. Within stable, we are, within, because of within stable, within never old, within that. But every day you are getting old because of impermanence, because of the disappearing of the rupa. everything arising, standing, and passing away. We have to see this one by one, step by step. Even artificial rupa also we have to see step by step. After you see this one only, you can practice vipassana. And then that you really know already. Rupa house, beginning of the rupa house, ascending and standing and rising and passing away. And then that you practice for vipassana very clear. You understand but in our body, any part of our body you can see this type of rupa group only. And this type of rupa group, if you want to practice vipassana, you concentrate in your eye or your ear or your nose can. Wherever you penetrate part of the body, you only can see rupa kalapa is rising, passing, rising, passing, state only. And then say only term in the eye, different types of rupa are arising together, group and group, kalapa and kalapa, different kalapa. You see now my eyes at rupa, you can tell like that. But the way of our body teaching is not like that. In the eye, you can see 54 types of rupa. Okay, very complicated. But if you know, you are practice very easier for you, not difficult, all are similar. Now also not difficult, you already know about that, 28 types of rupa. In our body, we can see clearly, we already understand about that. And then, eye, ear also has, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, all are different types of rupa. Eye, 54 types of rupa, okay, if you are interested, I will explain again. 54 types of rupa is how we can say. In the eye, you can see, number one is one kalapa. This one kalapa is big, like an eye that we call eye kalapa. In this eye kalapa one, you focus with concentrating mind on that one kalapa. That inside one kalapa here, we can see 10 characteristics in that one kalapa. One type of 10 characteristics, just now you already know, are elements, water elements, fire elements, wind elements are inside one kalapa, plus color, smell, taste, and nutrients, and then light clarity and clearness of the eye. These 10 characteristics are one inside one kalapa in the eye. No? Like this type of kalapa, this type of kalapa in our eye. Not all this one, just now I mentioned one kalapa is eye kalapa only. Not only eye kalapa, body kalapa also. Body kalapa is in our body also like this type of kalapa. The whole body spread out in the whole body. This we call body kalapa. This body kalapa produced in the eye too. Two types already. Just now eye kalapa 10 characteristic. Now body kalapa 10 characteristic. 10 characteristics are all the same. The last one only different. Kaya, pasada, kaya, clearness of the kaya, clearness of the body, clearness of the eye. Okay. Number 3 is that, just now I will tell, women have women type of characteristics about sex. Men have men type of sex, different. And these are also 10 characteristics. Because of different, you can see some different color. In the eye also, you can see your eye, but different color. I'm black and brown because different rupa kalapa have different quality. Because of this are grouped by different each kalapa, you know. And you can see just now I have 10 characteristics and body 10 characteristics and set for the vava 10 characteristics. This 30 already, okay. This 30 is caused by karma. When you are in the mother womb, from there, these three characteristics already appear. When the beginning state of in the mother womb, already attend this 30 types of rupa. Okay? After that, when you are getting growing old, 1 week, 2 weeks, after that, only. Maybe because of chitta. Chitta, we call mind. Because of mind also, could produce rupa. Because this is called chitta rupa, mind rupa kalapa. This mind rupa kalapa is only 8 characteristics only. Just now in 10 characteristics is because of light fatality and because of clearness of the eye. The one is that because of mind is only 8 characteristics only. They don't have light fatality. Only just 8 characteristics are element, water element, fire element, wind element, and color, smell, taste, and nutrients. Only 8 characteristics. Same. Because of mind can produce rupa. because Udu is hot and cold. Also can produce Vandar Rupa, acres are related to. Another one is nutriment. Because when you eat the food, just now I already said, because of this digested food, the Rupa Kalapa is grow up. Rupa Kalapa is grow up, and now you can see in the stomach Rupa Kalapa. In this one Kalapa, just now because of the food, some energy is there. In this one Kalapa, just now you can see acres are related. In this characteristic, you also can see hot, heat, air, another one is nutriment. Nutriment and heat mix together at the same time, produce another kalapa, new generation. Because of this new generation in the one kalapa, you mix an element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, smell, sound, color, smell, and nutriment. In that acres are heat also included, just now the door is heat. Nutriment is number 8. Nutriment and heat in the same kapha, heat mix together. At that time the power is very clear, very, very powerful. From that state, another new kapha come out. New rupa coming out. This new rupa coming out, the beginning one is passing away. New one is standing there. From that new kalapa, you can see again inside nutriment and heat mix again. From that new kalapa come out again. Our life is like that. Now we are growing up, and 1 year after this age. Rupa is like that, happening, you know, growing up, new, old one is disappear, the new one is come out. Because of heat and because of the jaw kalapa can produce, many rupa kalapa can produce. Some young people, they can see they are very, very quick grow up, their body form. When you got, because of they can eat a lot, they are digesting, and because of this, produce many. When you are getting old, you cannot eat too much. If you don't have energy, heat not so powerful already. At that time, you cannot produce many rupa kalapa. Because of this, your free body form becomes less and loose. This is because of rupa producing. Caused by rupa producing, you almost understand this thing. Then, this one also, nutrients also, acidomistic. Now, all this type of rupa in the iron, okay? I remember the this type of rupa. This is very easy to listen again, okay? This is how we play. Number one is eye kalapa, okay? 10 characteristics. Number two is body kalapa, 10 characteristics. Number three is the sex, men and women, depression, 10 characteristics. 30 is made by cause and karma, okay? Number, just now, because of mind produce a characteristic is caused by chitta, caused by mind, okay? Udu and hot, this one, a characteristic is because of udu, a characteristic, this is because of udu. Cause and effect, we have to see, you know? Another one is nutrients because of food. Because of nutrient, you can see a type of characteristic. We call ahara nutrient. Pali name is ahara. What is in our body, four types of rupa in our body. What is the rupa? Because in eye, four types. Because of karma, because of mind, because of tejo, because of ahara. This is in always teach in the every sutta, many sutta and many disciples, he teach like that. He did four rupa, you all understand this one. Now you understand already, I think so, okay? That's why he told four types of rupa is this one, not confused. In I, 54 is that, this one, all 30 plus just now 24. All are 54 types of rupa. Not typical, all are similar, all are same. Only the low one is a little bit different because of chitta, because of hala, only different, all are same. And you can see that they are always stay together in the one place, in the eye. Group and group, in each class, but different class, but in the eye. All are record ikupada. Ikupada means arising together at the same time. Sometimes you can see. Eka niyoda. Niyoda is passing away. All are at the same time can see passing away. This is in the eye, at the same time, different types of rupa, like together arising and passing. You can see about it, you really can see with your wisdom, really what Buddha is saying, all types of rupa at the same time arising and passing for vipassana. And then not only eye, you know, my eye is such as ear, nose, tongue, body. Every part you see, only you can see small particular detail, you know, and you can see what rising and passing state. Okay? I also try already. This is all for your general knowledge, the way of our Buddha teaching, how he explained about 28 types of rupa. Really, I haven't even explained one. But we all know about that. Next time when you all practice vipassana, or I must practice like that, I must practice in the eye, penetrate and then district. I must see rising and passing clearly. And you see about that, okay, in this way, impermanent. You can see really rising and passing impermanent. Because of this rupa, I got eye problem, many dokkha, a lot of suffering, this dokkha. And then you think my eyes very beautiful, can last long time, but cannot last long time. Sometimes why and many things happen impermanent. Every six of rupa are rising and passing. You can see for that. You really can see, you really scared about rupa. You really deposit about your rupa. And that's say only you get some inside knowledge and you get some inside wisdom. You are really deposit about rupa. Because of Buddha told you, you have to see anything must be really just like, you know, you should not attach for just rupa. And then in this way you can see about everything, every part of rupa are rising, passing. You don't, no need to see, no need to attach on every rupa. I also no need to attach, everything is arising, passing on it. Then you really have proved the wisdom will be arising. This is from the rupa state. Next week maybe mind and karma I will explain it. Mind also a lot of many, you all have to concentrate on. Okay, thank you.